Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with Ehsan Koman, Head of Emerging Markets Research, EMEA. It's Friday, October 15th, 2021, and this week we're discussing stagflationary fears across emerging markets. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only. Ehsan, stagflationary concerns are increasingly moving front of mind for emerging markets. What is causing this slowing growth and rising inflationary environment?
Thanks, Anna. So yes, the growth inflation nexus is quickly deteriorating across emerging markets over recent weeks. So just taking a step back, risk sentiment has been on a rollercoaster ride for months. Faced with continued COVID-19 headwinds and variants, we've got downside growth risks, rising inflation and inflation volatility, a less supportive global liquidity backdrop. We've also got the looming tapering of asset purchases by the Fed, regulatory tightening in mainland China, as well as a resurgent US dollar. In addition, the spike in energy prices and the leg up in core bond yields has really caused problems. And so the fear of stagflation, that is the concerning mix of slower growth and rising inflation, has crept into conversations as inflation reaches multiple year highs in many emerging markets. And comparisons with the 1970s stagflationary episodes are becoming widespread. Now, negative supply shocks, of which we are seeing more and more of, are becoming concerning for emerging markets as the pressure continues to build against the backdrop of global trade tensions and pandemic-related disruptions in supply chains, but also the recent spike in energy prices, which are especially inflationary in emerging markets, and the impending tightening in global liquidity as major central banks edge towards normalization of ultra-loose monetary policy.
Ehsan, you've mentioned the stagflationary comparisons to the 1970s, and some in the markets are also drawing the comparisons to the great financial crisis of 2008-2009. How does it compare?
Yes, Ona. So the robust rebound from the COVID-19 crisis has, we would say, broadly run out of steam, causing investors to wonder whether the fading of intense fiscal and monetary stimulus will lead to another lost decade for emerging markets, at least from a financial markets perspective. But there are certain important differences between the recovery of the crisis in 2008-09 and the rebound of the COVID-19 situation right now. So first, the benchmark CRB commodity price index has emerged from a 10-year bear market, but is still far below its peak levels of 2008. And we should see it not be susceptible to another bear market collapse while the world undertakes infrastructure spending and begins its transition to green energy. Second, the broad-based EMFX index we track, which dropped in conjunction with commodities after 2011, has reached a record low point and should be supported by gains in terms of trade caused by rising commodity prices. Now, Ona, following a period of bleak returns, especially in recent months, it is tempting to question the current value proposition across emerging markets. Indeed, across most major EMs, there are multiple negative supply shocks, which could lead at a minimum to a worsening of the growth inflation trade-off. As such, large supply pressures are generally stagflationary for emerging markets, with more volatile inflation dynamics, sizable funding requirements, and relatively limited room to boost growth, particularly at this point in the cycle. And yes, it may not be an apples with apples comparison, but already a lot of parallels are being drawn with the 1970s, marked by a series of oil shocks led by sharp price rises, as well as disruptions to energy supply. But this time around, the negative supply shocks appear to be much broader, resulting from trade tensions and reversing globalization trends, virus-related supply disruptions, the energy crunch and rising commodity prices, and a less supportive global liquidity backdrop given developed market central banks are withdrawing their monetary expansion drives.
And Ehsan, does this make you more or less optimistic on emerging markets for the coming months ahead?
So, Ona, it's a delicate balance both ways, really. These supply shocks we have just mentioned may prove to be transitory in nature, but there are further trends complicating the growth inflation mix for emerging markets. So first, on growth, risks are skewed to the downside, and following a relatively robust economic performance in the first half of the year, the latest high-frequency data releases suggest a loss of momentum in economic activity. and an abrupt turn in financial conditions, as well as a still fragile consumer backdrop and tepid investment growth, suggest that risks have turned more to the downside on growth. Second is the limited room for policy support, as following the unprecedented policy support last year in terms of monetary and fiscal loosening, there is now not much room for maneuver left. Third is a less benign global liquidity backdrop, which has implications for EM fund flows, given a high correlation between the two, which in turn could hamper financial conditions and therefore real GDP growth. Now, moving away from growth, inflation has continued to march relentlessly higher over recent months, with headline CPI reaching its near highest levels since 2010 for most major emerging market economies, with Asia being the exception here, with price pressures broadly muted given more fragile consumption dynamics at play. So all in all, Ona, the strong rebound from the COVID-19 crisis, somewhat in our view, has run out of steam across emerging markets, given concern for investors to gauge whether this will be another lost decade for EMs as a whole. But we would say that certainly from a financial markets perspective, there is reason to remain constructive on equities, which are trading at a large discount to developed markets, whilst emerging market currencies face a more challenging period over the winter months. But this dynamic could indeed change if central banks across EMs continue their impressive hiking trajectories. And from a country and regional perspective, we continue to like Central and Eastern Europe, the GCC Middle Eastern countries, Israel, as well as Russia.
Thanks very much for sharing your insight, Ehsan. Have a great week, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Ona. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for more information. Come back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.